Turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. Isaiah, chapter 45. Now I want to begin reading in verse 20. I'm just going to read the last six verses. Isaiah 45, verse 20. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. I can stop right there. Isaiah, writing down the word of the Lord. And after what Jim preached last night, I read this and I thought, yeah, that's exactly it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll say it as long as I can. Man has not changed. That's what you started. The natural man as he is born, is the same now as he was in the Old Testament. And the descriptive word there is dead. I can't help a dead man. I have nothing for a dead man. The only thing that I can say to a dead man is, I hope sometime God gives you life. But I don't know who's dead. I don't know who's alive. But I do know this. Dead men will pray unto a God who cannot save. In this day and in this country, normally you don't have to make your own graven image. You can buy a concrete Jesus down the road. I have been tempted to buy one and put one in Walter's front yard. Lord, I have resisted that temptation. And then my wife saying, no, you're not. But I have been tempted. You don't have to buy a graven image now. I mean, you can buy a graven image now, but most people in this day and age, what we have here, we are surrounded by people preaching another Christ. They are not preaching the Christ who saved. They are praying to a God who cannot save. And this is self-evident by the fact that they just got through listening to a sermon by a man who said Christ can't save you. I've heard him say it. You've heard him say it, some of you. And if you turn on television, you're likely to hear him say it again. God's done all he can do. Now it's up to you. That's not what this book says. When has God done everything he could do for anyone and them not end up in glory? Yeah.
No.
Never. Best case, Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not, for the Lord took him. That's God doing all he can do. And it wasn't up to Enoch. God took him. I'm sure Enoch went willingly, but God took him anyway. They pray to a God who can't save because they believe in a God who can't save. Even though they'll get up, Walter, remember that? They'll hug a cast iron stove that's not lit and holler out, "Lord, save them!" After they just heard a sermon saying, "Now you got to do something." God's done all he can do, and now it's up to you. Jim, you taught me a couple of words last night, and I wrote it down after I looked up how to spell them. Hermeneutical eisegesis. Thank you very much. That's right. That is my new word for a liar. I think it works. Hermeneutical eisegesis. They're putting something in there that ain't in there. They're putting their perspective on what they think God is into the scriptures, and that's exactly what it is. The Greeks did have a word for it. Them crazy Greeks. They're lying about God because God saves. In Isaiah 43 and verse 12, he says, "I have declared and have saved. And have showed. I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses." The ones I showed, you can be the witnesses. The ones I don't show, they don't know. When they say God has done all he can do and now it's up to you, that's not what the Christ of the Bible came to do. Did he? They said, "Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins," and he did. Whether they know it or not, whether I know it or not, doesn't matter, because what Christ did mattered. And that's what this book is about. "And every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." It's going to happen. The old Fram oil filter guy. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. It's going to happen. Every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess. And I'd rather do it here than in hell.
Sure. Sure.
This is the God who has saved, Jesus Christ the Lord. This is the only true and living God, to whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And by his grace, I will pray to the God who has saved. Yeah. And has saved his people from their sins. And now he is notifying them. That's right. When you heard the good news of your salvation, and if you have heard the good news of your salvation, it's because he has given you life. He has given you eyes that see, ears that hear, and a heart that understands. And no one else will hear. Because they can't. They can't. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful to be here in this place and this time. Thankful most of all for our Lord, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived and gave his life a ransom for many, who took upon him self the iniquity of us all and paid the price we could not pay and gave us the life we did not have. In his name we pray. Amen.